Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to 106.7 The Fan. We are rocking and rolling on a Sunday afternoon here. Adam Epstein with you until 3 p.m. Thanks to Todd Dibas, who joined me in the first hour, and Lance Meadow, who you just heard on the show, breaking down the entire NFL. Man, when there's an NFL topic, I love to go to Lance. But we are talking Washington football team again here on The Fan. In case you missed it, in case you pulled over and are just getting in your car now, I threw out the name, and it's been thrown back in my face as, A1, that's dumb, man! How are you screaming that on the air? It's incredibly idiotic! Well, the name I chose was the Washington Bold, meaning confidence, and also the combo of burgundy and gold. And if you hate it, I want to hear from you. I want to hear from you now. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Bob in Reston. Bob, you're on The Fan.
Hi, Adam. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Bob, you're on The Fan. How you doing?
Hi, pal. Yeah, the Washington Bulls, that's too representative of the league. You need something more personal to the Redskins.
Okay.
But I do have a suggestion. I don't know if someone's already made this. They can keep the letter R with a name that starts with R, like the Washington Revenge, the Washington Revengers, the Washington Revelers. I mean, that way they can keep the letter R and there'll be more of a connection to the team.
Yeah, I do like keeping the R because, I'm all about keeping the color scheme. Tell me more about why you like revenge. Why do you think that works?
Well, it's like getting revenge because they have to change the name, number one. and they still at least keep some kind of recognition with the R. The same the same way they do it on the helmet, that's my main reason to keep the letter R. I mean, there could be other names,
right?
But revelers, revelers, who raise heck, and revengers. I'm sure there are other names with R that could be used, but my thoughts.
So, Bob, your biggest thing, and it's funny, you're calling from Reston with an R, but your biggest thing is you really want to keep the R.
Yeah, I do. I've been a Redskins fan since 1949. So
jealous that you lived through those 90s and those 80s. I'm so jealous.
Oh, yeah, I loved them. Oh, I loved those years with Gibbs and even George Allen. Mm-hmm. He brought them back to life. And unfortunately, we didn't have, what's his name? He died 2 years, Vince Lombardi.
Yeah.
I saw that team. I'll tell you, you'll laugh at this. I used to go to games in the late 40s, early 50s, when Jim Brown was playing, and the Browns would have third down and 10, and they would give him the ball, and he'd get a first down, and he'd run the ball. I mean, that's how bad they were. But they've, of course, they've come a long way since those days. I would love to see them keep the letter R. I'm surprised they're not thinking that themselves.
Yeah. Well, what do you think of just going by Washington football team? Is that too basic for you?
Yeah, my opinion, that sucks. Washington football, okay, but that's everybody's football. I mean, all the teams are football in a sense. I guess it's too generic. I think something, more specific has to be used. And like I said, there's a lot of names with R's, but I just thought that one, the Revenge or Revelers. I even thought the Washington Reveres, but that's too much like New England, the Paul Revere.
So. Well, Bob, I'm really enjoying this conversation. And you being a lifelong fan I'm wondering, what are your thoughts on just the way they handled this rebranding?
I don't think they've done it very well. First of all, I'm surprised they didn't do like what the Wizards did. The Wizards put it out to the fans and let them have a contest. Even if they don't use anybody's suggestions, at least they would get a lot of options to choose from besides what they think about. But my mind is really blown that they haven't come up with some names with the letter R. They'd want to keep that R. That befuddles me completely.
Yeah, Bob, thanks for the call. I think you make some great points. For me, the biggest thing that was disappointing was the weeks in between. Like, they announce, the name is going to be under review. The next announcement should have been, the name is retired, we're going by Washington Football Team until further notice. But they waited another week, and then it was dramatic, and all these things were being leaked. And then you had the Washington Post article. I mean, it's been handled terribly, quite frankly. But I want to hear from you guys. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Renee in Germantown.
Here.
Hey, Renee.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Thanks for calling.
I just heard the guy that said something about the Minuteman.
Yeah.
And it gave me a spark of an idea. What about Revolution?
Well, so I think the biggest reason why Revolution hasn't been talked about is the New England Revolution are already an established professional franchise.
Okay, well, that was my idea, so I guess that doesn't work.
What do you think about, are you big on keeping the R in the name?
I don't think it's that important. If we have to change from what we are, which I don't think we should, I don't think the R is really that much of a big deal. We're changing. If we're not going to keep the Redskins, which I think we should, the letter R is really not that important.
Is the color scheme important to you, Renee?
Only because it's been in place for so many years.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's what I identify. My husband is upset because he's a Redskins fan, a huge Redskins fan, and he can't even wear his Redskins cap, which is his favorite cap to wear.
I think he can.
Now he has to get told different things to wear.
I don't know that he can't wear it anymore, but I do think that once they fully rebrand, you know, he should probably get like some new clothing. At least I will. One last call here before the break. Jim in Leesburg, you're on the fan. Jim,
hey, A. Can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, man?
I heard this a few months back, but how about the pigskin?
The Washington.
That's a nickname for a football.
Pigskins. I don't think we can go with that. I appreciate your call, Jim, but it's like the Redskin potatoes. It's just one of those jokes out there that's never really going to stick. I'm Adam Epstein. When I come back, I'll be joined by Zora Stephenson, and we will jump around the NBA, the best restart in all of sports.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to 106.7 The Fan. Adam Epstein with you on a Sunday afternoon. Final hour of the show. If you missed any of it, you can always back it up with the rewind feature at radio.com. And also we post the podcast at the Overtime 106.7 The Fan app. And joining me right now on the hotline is Zora Stevenson, Bucks reporter. And Zora, I'm so glad to have you on today.
I know, Adam, we go way back.
We do. We go way back. Just so our audience knows, we were both part of an intern team at NBC4 working with Diana Russini, Jason Pugh, just an all-star cast of people. And I feel like that training has propelled us to where we are in our career.
Oh, I agree 100%. Amazing experience and coming full circle now being able to do this with you.
Yeah, and I want to talk and let you at least tell the audience about your job and your role with the Bucks, and so they can get a better idea.
Yeah, well, I am DMV, born and raised, grew up in Northern Virginia, so missed it dearly. And now I live in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and I'm the sideline reporter for the team. So on all the TV broadcasts that are on Fox Sports Wisconsin, an NBA league pass, I'm ripping and running the sidelines, telling different stories, whether it's interviews, in-game segments, features, doing it all. So having a ton of fun.
It's so awesome. So awesome. So glad to hear from you. So what are the best and worst parts of the NBA restart, in your opinion? I had a convo earlier in my show about how much better it was than the MLB restart. And then I got a bunch of hate on Twitter from people that I didn't include the NHL restart. But in my opinion, the NBA has been the best of all the sports.
Oh, I've heard nothing but positive things. I'm in Milwaukee because we're doing the broadcast from Milwaukee, a different situation, but I've heard nothing but positive things about the atmosphere in Orlando. I think the positive is the guys feel safe, which is paramount, because it's hard to compete and perform at your best if you are anxious about everything around you, right? And so the fact that they feel safe, I think, is paramount. If I were to give a negative, well, it like rains every day in Florida, so the location, it's hot, it's muggy, but yeah, they're having a ton of fun and enjoying being able to play basketball again.
And so the Bucks are the one seed and probably most people's favorites right now in the East. The Raptors, even though they're the defending champions, they lose Kawhi Leonard, but they still have a lot of talent. And look, they just beat the Lakers show last night. So where's your confidence level in this Bucks team right now?
Oh, I'm entirely confident in this Bucks team. They're focused, they're ready to go, and they learned a lot from that Eastern Conference Finals loss. Series loss to the Raptors last season. And so they've got a lot more experience in terms of playoff situations and how to prepare their bodies and their minds for those situations. So right now we've got these 8 seeding games, 2nd of 8 tonight against Houston for the Bucks. And so they're just continuing to get better so that they're in prime shape and health for the playoffs.
So you're covering an absolute stud, a generational type talent in Giannis Antetokounmpo. I'm just wondering, like, what's it like covering a guy like that? He's arguably the first of his kind in the NBA, a 7-footer who can play point guard, dominate the paint, and shoot the rock. I mean, it's got to be like every day, every game, he's amazing you with something. What is it like?
Well, it's crazy. As the people that are on the Bucks broadcast, we see so much of what he does as normal at this point. We have to pinch ourselves and say, hey, like getting to the paint at will and being able to finish with arguably 5 defenders at a time around you is not normal. The way he's able to explode, especially off a single foot, is not normal. And then his passing ability, being able to find his teammates in traffic, is something he's really worked on. So it's amazing and a privilege just to get to cover him. And more than anything, he's a great guy. He's a hard worker as well. He's never satisfied. So he's always, always trying to find time to get in the gym.
What have you noticed in your time around the team with his improvements? Like, are there little things? Is it a big thing? What have you noticed?
Yeah, I'm relatively new in my first season, but everybody likes to talk about his shooting, and obviously he's improved his three-point percentage this season, and that's a credit to his work ethic and just fine-tuning some of the mechanics. And so right now it's all mental and continuing with the confidence just to trigger that thing, and he's definitely doing it, especially in these scrimmages and seeding games. And so, yeah, if one thing stands out, it would be his shooting ability and how that's improved. Also, his mental toughness. And what I mean by that is defenses throw everything at him, and he gets the best of everybody and the best defender on him every single night, and he handles that with such composure. You rarely see him get out of character, and it takes a lot of will not to react to all these people, elbows and bodies always coming at you. So I applaud him for that.
Yeah, I I'm rooting hard for the Bucks because my biggest thing is I want Giannis to reach his full potential. You know what I mean? Like, I want him to be the guy that everyone says he can be. And so then the opposite of that is, how much of a setback is this for the Bucks if they just don't make the NBA Finals? If they have a good run, but they lose in the conference finals or the second round, how much of a setback is that?
Well, obviously the goal for this Bucks team is to win a championship. So, you know, anytime somebody has a goal, anything short of that goal is going to feel like, you know, you didn't accomplish what you set out to do. That being said, I mean, there's 22 teams in the bubble. You would imagine maybe five or six have, you know, their eyes set on that championship. And so it's not just the Bucks that are going to come up short if they don't win the whole thing. There's going to be multiple teams that come up short. But all I can say is, hey, let's play ball. Let's see how this thing rolls out. And you can't get to the championship until you, you know, win the first round, second round, conference finals, and obviously the whole thing. So there's levels to this, and we got to take it every step as we go.
There's definitely levels to this. And when we talk about the bubble and the restart plan, I'm kind of wondering what your opinion is on the 8-game warm-up. I mean, do you think it's fair? And the interesting thing is, in the West, you've got 13 teams, whereas the East, you only have 9. I mean, it's like, my biggest thing is, I'm glad they're playing basketball, but it's weird circumstances.
Oh, for sure. I mean, the thing is, it's fair simply because everybody is going through it. So obviously these are unique circumstances and not ideal having to have 4.5 months off and just get right into games that matter, especially for those teams that are trying to make the playoffs. But everybody is in the same boat. And so it's not like the Lakers only had 3 months off, but the Bucks and Celtics had to wait 2 more months to compete, right? Everybody's in the same boat. Everybody had these circumstances that they went through, and so you just fight through it, and it's nobody's fault. So yeah, I definitely think it's fair. Is it ideal? No, but everybody's figuring it out.
Yeah. So I want to get into your mind here, being a huge basketball fan, and I am myself. It's been the most emotional season I can ever think of. I mean, I'm RIP Kobe Bryant every single day. I mean, my dog growing up was named Kobe Bryant Epstein, so like I was the biggest fan, you know, you could imagine. And so with that being said, you've got the Lake Show and the Lakers, and everyone's saying, oh my gosh, there's so much pressure on LeBron this season. And then you've got Kawhi Leonard, who's trying to break history by switching conferences and still getting back to the finals. There's so many storylines, so much really to look forward to. So I want you to give the audience your biggest thing you're looking forward to or surprised about that doesn't include the Milwaukee Bucks.
Ooh, biggest. Okay. Well, I mean, the Toronto Raptors as a storyline, right?
Yeah.
Which is crazy that I'm even bringing this up, considering like if there was one team that the Bucks can't stand, it would be the Raptors. But just the storyline of they lose their star, they lose Kawhi Leonard, everybody puts them out of it. And lo and behold, they're second in the East. They've got a better record this season than they did with Kawhi Leonard. And it's just amazing to see them continue to push forward and come together. On the West, I would say OKC, right? People didn't even think Chris Paul would make it through the season with this team. You know,
right.
Just different rumors and stuff like that. And now he's led them to a prominent spot in the West. So those are the two things that stand out to me in the big storylines that could erupt.
Yeah, I think I'm focused also on the Nuggets and the Mavericks as two sleeper teams in the West with just so much talent, so much ability, and if the Lakers or the Clippers have a bad night, they could easily fall to one of those teams.
I agree. I don't think Denver gets enough credit. I mean, you've got Nikola Jokic, who lost however much weight he's lost
right.
in this hiatus, and he comes back in the scrimmages and he's playing point, and it looks halfway decent, right? So they're an exciting team, and they've got a lot of different pieces. Jamal Murray and Gary Harris are going to be back at it, so they'll figure things out. And then obviously the Dallas Mavericks are just an exciting team to watch. I mean, if you don't get pumped up by watching Luka Doncic go through different defenders and hit shots off of different angles and find his teammates, it's just a great, great story for the Dallas Mavericks. And we could go up and down, right, the East and the West, on why it would be epic if every single team won, because every team has a different story and different emotions coming into this restart into why it would be a historical season for them to come out on top.
I totally agree. I'm Adam Epstein, and joining me is my guest, Zora Stephenson, reporter for the Bucks, sideline reporter. So I want to talk about the bubble specifically. Was there any chance that you were going to get sent down there? If the Bucks make a playoff run, are they going to say, Zora, you got to quarantine. We need you down on sideline reporting. Where are we at?
Of course, I would love to be down there. But, you know, the situation is there's a certain number of people that can go down. So a, you know, medical professional for Giannis and Zora, if it's between the two, we know what happens there. Easy decision and completely respect it. And I would actually push for that. So, you know, we'll just wait and see. But right now we're doing all the broadcasts from the arena, and all the RSNs, all the regional sports networks are doing just that. It's a safety precaution. And it's, you know, a ton of technology. I did a walk-off where there was two boxes, almost like you would do a live interview on TV with somebody. So it was different, and, you know, we'll work through it all. But, yeah, just glad to be broadcasting, telling stories. It's the same stories. You know, thank God for phones and technology and text messaging and everything like that, still getting all the information I need. And we'll put on a good broadcast for everybody.
And I actually want to expand on that. You know, we're both in the media industry, and it's been a rough road right now with Zoom meetings left and right. I mean, everything's virtual. And, like, where do you see the future of this? Because, like, right now I'm watching – I've got the Wizards broadcast on in the background. They're beating the Nets 15-11. And I just saw they did, like, a Zoom interview with Bradley Beal. You know, he's obviously not in the bubble. And so I'm wondering, like, how much do you think broadcasts are going to change moving forward? And especially with fans virtually being at games, is that going to be the new normal?
It's nuts. I mean, I never would have thought of the day where you would see virtual seats and fans eating pizza from their living room rather than the arena. But I love the innovation of the NBA. And yeah, broadcasting, I don't know. I mean, I thrive off of being there. And in my role, you know, I travel with the team, so I'm around everything. And I think that really helps what I do. But all of us have to get creative, especially with the circumstances. And so it's pushing us to think and do things differently. I do think, you know, you can add different things in. You never would have thought, oh, well, if somebody can't be here, maybe we can't interview them. Now it's like, well, shoot, let's just get them on a Zoom or a video call or whatever it may be. And you can bring anyone into the broadcast. And I think that's amazing, and fans love hearing from different people. So we'll see where it goes. I think we all just have to be flexible and have this ability to adapt in order to be successful.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think some of the things that we've done to adapt are great. Some of them are bad, but I think it's innovative, and it's going to be an interesting future in this industry. Zora, before I let you go, I just want to thank you again so much for joining me, and good luck throughout your career. But I do need you to pick the NBA Finals and a winner here on the air.
Oh, man. I mean, you know who I'm picking.
I want to hear you say it
every day. Milwaukee Bucks. Fear the deer, baby.
That's Zora Stephenson. You can catch her on Bucks broadcast in Milwaukee, Wisconsin on Fox Sports, right?
Yep, Fox Sports, Wisconsin. I do have to end this by saying Heather and the entire team at NBC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
4 would be so proud of us right now. So awesome to be on with you.
Hey, I'm glad about that. Thanks so much for your time, Zora.
Have a good one.
Yep. And yeah, shout out to Diana Russini, Jason Pugh, Heather McDonough. Who else am I missing? Oh, I'm missing my main producer, Danny, over there. But thanks again to Zora. I'll be right back here on The Fan. Welcome back to 106.7 The Fan. I'm Adam Epstein at The One Sports Nerd on Twitter. And if you're on Twitter right now, the breaking news is that the Mets have said Yoenis Cespedes did not show up to the ballpark for their game in Atlanta. And we will be following this story to try to find out if there is anything, any updates on there. You always want to make sure that the safety is okay for Cespedes. And apparently Ken Rosenthal, who's probably the number one, he's like the Adam Schefter of the MLB, said that, quote, "The Mets have learned they have no reason to believe Cespedes' safety is at risk, according to a source with knowledge of the situation. The team is in Atlanta right now," and he didn't show up to the park, and so that has everyone wondering what is going on with Cespedes. So definitely something to keep an eye on there. As we look ahead to the Washington Nationals' upcoming schedule, yeah, they won 2 games in a row and then, of course, had to take this break because of the postponed games against the Miami Marlins. So on Tuesday, they will take on the New York Mets. That is a 7:05 first pitch, followed by Wednesday, 6:05 first pitch. Hey, Vic, let me ask you this. Since you are the Nationals radio broadcast producer, it's a great title. First off, did you get a ring? Did you get a ring?
I did not get a ring. I did not.
All right. I didn't mean to upset you there.
It's all right. You never know. Maybe I'll get one.
I think you will. Or you know what? We could just steal Cakes's. We'll drive to Olney and take it off his fat finger.
I'm all for that.
But what is up with the 6:05 starts this year? A lot of the first pitches are 6:05.
Oh, well, I think it's because the 7 o'clocks are for the fans. So people are getting off at 5 o'clock and giving them the time to get to the stadium. Mm-hmm. But since there are no fans, you could just bump it up to 6 o'clock. So most of their games are at 6 o'clock. I know there's a few 7 o'clock sprinkled in. And a lot of the times during the daytime, they play a lot of 4 o'clock games. It's just the way they do it.
Oh, I love your inside baseball.
Well, you know, the Cleveland Indians, they actually do a lot of, they do a bunch of 6 o'clock starts.
Oh, that's their thing in Cleveland.
In Cleveland, yeah. Mm.
A lot of things I don't like about Cleveland.
Which one?
A million things.
Okay.
But it starts with LeBron, and it does end with LeBron. But anyway, then the Nationals will take on the Orioles on Friday. That's the start of a 3-game weekend series. Anytime you're taking on Baltimore, you got to hope to win 2 out of 3.
I agree. But the thing is, the Orioles have actually won 2 out of their first 3 series. I mean, everyone says they suck, mm-hmm. and I agree with that. But in a short season, teams that can be really bad could actually benefit with a short season. I mean, look at the Nationals in 2005. You know, they were off to a hot start in their inaugural season, and then they plummeted in the second half, didn't make the playoffs. But a team that could be just as bad as the Orioles, they could somehow sneak their way into the postseason, especially with the expanded wild card.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. But as a Nats fan, you got to think, you got 6 games against the Orioles in the next 10 days. You got to win 4 or 6, maybe even 5. And if you win all 6, you're throwing a parade.
Yeah, and as long as Steven Strasburg is on schedule to come back, hopefully in the next week or two, which is, in my book, a little too long, because they need his starts immediately.
Yeah, I totally agree. When I saw the hand issue, I thought with a shortened season, yes, you scratch him there, and then the next time around the rotation, you skip it. But after that, that's enough.
Right, enough. And you're relying heavily on guys like Eric Fetty, who is got 2 no decisions. He's actually pitched well, but he just can't get to the 5th inning. But they've actually won both games that he's pitched. And then you have Austin Voth. He's only had 1 appearance, didn't get the win. But, you know, you're relying on those guys to pick up the slack when Strasburg's out.
We're talking Washington Nationals baseball on the home of the Washington National broadcast, 106.7 The Fan. If you want to chime in and talk Nats baseball, pick up the phone, dial 1-800-636-1067. I'll tell you, Vic, the pen still gives me nightmares. It's nightmare level. And you know, you know, you've worked with the Junks, and they Lurch famously called them the poo-poo pen. And it seemed like it was, you know, coming true again this season. Now, Tanner Rainey, though, I've loved him this year. I think his stuff is nasty. I'd say he's got moxie. You know that? Right. I think he's confident that he can get out of an inning, but at the same time, I watch him and I think there could be a ball that goes into the dirt and past the catcher easily.
I understand that, but I feel like Tanner has zeroed in on his talent a little bit, at least, you know, for the first 7-8 games, where he has pretty much had the bulk of the appearances where he's pitched 3 straight games and he's looked lights out. Let's give credit to guys that you might not know of, Ryan Harper.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he came from the Minnesota Twins, and he has been very filthy with his pitches, with his slider and curveball. I mean, and Sam Freeman, he came from Atlanta. He's also been pitching really well. So guys that you're not familiar with, because everyone's familiar with Doolittle and Hudson.
Well, we talked about this during the break. It's almost like the relievers, the A relievers, haven't been as good as the B relievers.
Correct. And I in this case, I guess that's good. Maybe?
Yeah.
Because you just feel like at some point the A relievers will be the A relievers that they're supposed to be. So when you get guys like Ryan Harper and Sam Freeman, they're pitching well. Then Daniel Hudson has been locked down.
Yeah.
And then you have Will Harrison, who's now on the IL.
I think he's a huge key to the relievers really being strong when it comes down to, you know, the end of the season and the playoffs, because his stuff is filthy, and he's the kind of guy that, like, every team around in the league wanted to add him this offseason.
Right. So I feel like your concerns with the bullpen are not warranted yet.
Okay.
I feel like the bullpen is way better because obviously you're not throwing Patrick Corbin, you know, into the bullpen during a regular season.
Right. But the interesting thing is, I mean, you mentioned Patrick Corbin. When I watched him pitch and he gave up that solo shot, I was thinking to myself, that's not enough to take him out. You know, because, like, he's pitched so well all game, a solo shot, you take him out and you put the relievers in a bad situation.
Well, I believe he was on a pitch count, 75 to 80. A lot of these pitchers are on pitch counts because they haven't had a full spring training or summer training camp. So they've had to limit their pitches. Unlike Max Scherzer, who's a machine. You know, he's going over 100 pitches. Yeah. I mean, he's the anomaly when it comes to that stuff. But he was on a pitch limit. So they had to take him out, and unfortunately, Will Harris gave up a home run, and now we know that he's injured, so maybe that had a little bit of a factor. But, I mean, I'm sure Corbin wish he could have gone further, but it's about the safety of your pitchers, because the last thing you want is Patrick Corbin to go down. Then you're without Corbin, you're without Strasburg, and there goes your season.
Yeah, I totally agree. And when you talk about the bats, Starlin Castro is doing a nice job filling in as a piece of the huge hole left by Anthony Rendon. I think he's got good stuff, a good eye at the plate. It seems like he can almost hit anything, and we've seen him get down on one knee to get a hit. He seems like he's a guy that can really fit that role, but we're going to need more guys around him to replace Rendon.
Yeah, and Castro had 4 hits in the last game that they played. Defensively, he had a couple of errors, so he can work on his defense a little bit, but I think, to me, Castro's more of a 6-7 hitter than a 3 hitter, but he's produced. I think he's been doing really well in his addition here to the team. But yeah, they need to replace Rendon in a big way, and that's what Juan Soto's for, and he's not there, but hopefully he gets to be the Juan Soto that we all know and love when he comes back into the lineup. But, you know, you need guys like Howie Kendrick, who is, you know, below 200 average, I believe. So he needs to get going. So some of these hitters need to get going. Adam Eaton has actually been playing really well.
Yeah.
Trey Turner, you know, his average can be a little bit higher. So the hit, Asdrubal Cabrera, I think, has been the X factor. I think he's been the MVP as far as the hitting is concerned. The guy's just been raking, playing great third base, by the way. You know, the guy's up in age, but it seems like he hasn't lost any range. He's got great hands. So Asdrubal Cabrera right now has been my MVP.
And Vic, you as the production, the producer for the radio broadcast here with Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler, the number one thing that you get right away, which I'm a little bit jealous of, is you get that lineup right away. You get that lineup card, and it was something that was talked about on Grant and Danny all of the last 3 years about who should be in which spot in the order. With the lineup in the order that we're seeing right now, how much do you see that changing throughout the season?
That's a good question because, I mean, it depends on who's hitting.
Right.
You know, Trey Turner, Adam Eaton, I think that's your great number two combo.
I totally agree that with that one, too.
Yes. And then when Soto comes back, you'll have him at three. But as Drupal has been, you have no Ryan Zimmerman. Mm-hmm. So you have Cabrera, who's just, I think he's been playing really good as far as with the bat as well. So having him at cleanup is good. Or you can have Howie Kendrick, but he is, you know, stumbling a little bit, you know, I could say. But give it some time for Howie. So you would have, you can alternate with them at four and five. Victor Robles, I think, will be good at the sixth spot. And then, you know, catcher spot, Kurt Suzuki as well. So you could flip those guys, you know, between six and seven. And then, who am I forgetting? Michael Taylor.
Yeah.
I think he's your eight or nine.
Or Robles.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I totally agree. Good stuff, Vic. Yeah. Always appreciate you producing my shows. And you even heard from the callers. They're saying you're the best guy behind the glass.
I appreciate that.
1-800-636-1067 is the number. Last segment here on The Fan, there's been a number of recent opt-outs in the NFL. I've got an idea for the Washington Redskins and Dwayne Haskins.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to 106.7 The Fan. I'm Adam Epstein. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. If you want to talk Washington football team, what are your expectations for the season? Because right now, I want to tell you guys about Bubble Boy. Who is Bubble Boy? What is this hit movie you're speaking of, Bubble Boy? Bubble Boy is my name for Dwayne Haskins. I want Dwayne in a bubble. I want a bubble built for Dwayne Haskins. There's any Washington football team fans out there, I thank you for listening to this show. And I think the most important thing is for our team to be healthy this season. You know why? Because Seattle announced that they won't let Russell Wilson and Geno Smith in the same room. So it's just smart. Let's lock skinny Dwayne's ass up. I think it's pretty obvious that COVID is going to affect the NFL much like it has affected the MLB and the NBA return. The bubble leagues obviously have had more success, but the NFL seems to be too big for a bubble league. In my opinion, 53-man rosters are way bigger than a 15-man roster, and how are you supposed to control guys like that? That being said, each team will most likely have one or two players that test positive throughout the season. Hopefully it's just one or two. This is an X factor, a negative X factor, but nonetheless an X factor. Each team will need an injured reserve list of guys that aren't necessarily injured, but they've been kept safe from COVID so they could be brought in case of an outbreak. That's why I think What Seattle is doing is brilliant. I want Dwayne Haskins in a bubble too. A bougie bubble with a chef, a nutritionalist, and a trainer. But with testing locations throughout his house. No one is coming near my guy Dwayne without a mask or a negative test. My guy is super skinny now. I'm jealous. He shed that weight. And he looks ready to win. Look at the pics of him from a year ago to now. He's down at least 20 pounds. He must be on that diet that I did of all peanuts and string cheese. His ankles, my goodness, do they look different. His legs look defined now. I got a crush on new Dwayne Haskins. His calves were looking weak last year. Now look at his calf. Looks like a hooper. Looks like he has a 40-inch vert with those calves. I think health and safety are by far the biggest factors for Haskins' success this season. That he doesn't roll an ankle earlier in the season, and that affects his development. And then after that, it's the wide receiver core. But I really wouldn't be surprised if this new look Haskins is used in a similar style to Dak Prescott, with some read options and QB rollouts this season. The Panthers did plenty of that with Cam Newton. They like getting the quarterback out of the pocket with options. And also expect whoever gets the load of the snaps from running back to be expected to make plays in the passing game. They need to catch a majority of the balls thrown their way. Simple as that. You can't have drops. Okay? If it's Darius Geis, I don't care how explosive he is out of the backfield. If he wants to play a lot of snaps, he's got to be able to catch the ball out of the backfield. Because in Carolina, McCaffrey was a real dual threat running back, catching and running. Do not let that guy get ahead of steam. So whether it's Geis, Gibson, McKissick, AP, or Peyton Barber, one of those six guys, they're all going to be expected to make plays aside from the running game. Even if that's as simple as blocking in the passing game, because we saw how important that was. Hello, newsflash, that's the reason Alex Smith got hurt, because the running back missed his block. But speaking of Alex Smith, there was a report from J.P. Finley today that Alex Smith, quote, looked good during multiple days of practice and on-field workouts. So here's my take. This is the perfect season for Alex Smith to come back. Let's keep him as the backup's backup, backup, last case scenario. Keep him separate from everyone. In case there's a COVID outbreak, then he can jump in. But until then, let's hide him. Let him practice non-contact. I do not want to watch him get hurt again. He shouldn't start. He's not the future. He has a great story, but nobody wants to see him go down again. Best case scenario is the Washington football team is 4-11 this year, and in the final game of the season, you put him in, he throws a screen pass to Darius Geis for a 50-yard touchdown and never plays another down of football again. Let him get on the field and finish his redemption story, and then never let him play again. But that's just my opinion. I'm no doctor here on The Fan. So wait till week 14, 15, or 16 when we're out of the playoffs, and then give him a chance to finish his redemption story. But no, I don't think there's a QB competition in Washington. And if you come on the air and say Kyle Allen should be the guy, I'm going to slap you in your face. This is Dwayne's year. Don't come at me with that crap. But the Washington football team running back debate is something I've seen throughout Twitter, social media. Even J.P. Finley and Pete Haley talked about it on their podcast. So here's my pick. There's six guys in there. You got AP, Geis, McKissick, Bryce Love, Anthony Gibson, and Peyton Barber. I think Adrian Peterson is your number one on the depth chart, followed by Darius Geis with J.D. McKissick and Bryce Love as your fourth option. I think Anthony Gibson has to play special teams and wide receiver to make the team. I know you just drafted him, and you never want to cut a guy you just drafted, but he's got to play wide receiver because we need so much help at wide receiver this year. With Kelvin, we were already weak until Kelvin Harmon got hurt. So there's so much there at wide receiver, so much that it doesn't look great. It really doesn't look great. That's why I think one of the running backs who... Maybe you just play him in the slot. Maybe you just play him in the backfield and he runs routes every time he's in. But I don't think you can keep five running backs, so that's why one of them, I'm going to say, plays special teams and wide receiver. I don't expect a trade from the running backs, but I definitely expect one guy to get cut and then picked up immediately by another team. My guy Manny Benton, who I follow on Twitter, he said, I mentioned this before, But if Bryce Love, who is, if Bryce Love is as healthy as he was in college, he's the most talented pure back on the team. So it's going to be interesting to see him into the mix with the burgundy and gold, and you have a Hall of Fame running back in Adrian Peterson. I don't think there's any chance you can cut AP. I think he's got to be the guy in the locker room that gets the guys pumped week in, week out. I'm not cutting a Hall of Famer. Adam Epstein ain't calling cutting a Hall of Famer. But I am going to do right now is cut out the radio. I'm Adam Epstein. Thanks so much for joining me for these past 3 hours. Thanks to Lance Meadow, Zora Stevenson, and Todd Dibas for joining it. If you missed any of the show, the Overtime, one of the 106.7 The Fan podcast app. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.